Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 93. I'm Christy, your host, and today I wanted to talk about something really super duper important and instrumental in my own journey of living a happy life, to be honest. It's really my mission to just live in the present and to live a happy existence because, listen, there was like 1 in 400 trillion chance of me becoming a human and having a body and being alive, and I'm here. So I am not going to take that for granted. I want to live my best life. I want to show, and I am doing this, I'm showing my children how to live their best lives by example. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I needed to learn in order to get myself to a place where I feel good about myself. I feel happy. I feel confident. I feel unwavering in my direction for the first time in my life ever. But it's been a journey just to get here and to implement the things that help me propel myself forward. So this episode is just kind of like ideas on how I've gotten myself from a place of self-loathing to a place of self-loving. I never really knew before what loving yourself meant. I didn't know how to love myself. I thought, many, many years ago, I thought like loving yourself might be egotistical or narcissistic. And as I've listened to many, many podcasts with psychiatrists and spiritual leaders and just mindfulness coaches and people, I've learned that, you know, loving yourself is the complete opposite of narcissism, because I feel like a lot of narcissists hate themselves, but it's disguised as like egotistical or just they can't think of anything outside of themselves, but they hate themselves, so everything comes off in a really toxic way. That's not this. This is, you know, a process. I think life is a process in general, but loving yourself and getting to a place where you do love yourself is a process and a practice. It doesn't just happen, you know, magically on its own. I noticed, I guess a couple of years ago, that when I looked in the mirror, I had this face, and making the face kind of triggered this feeling inside of me, and it was a feeling of just, it's interesting because it's hard for me to put words to it, but it was really kind of a feeling of not liking myself, loathing. Loathing might be a strong word, but I just didn't like myself. I just didn't trust myself. I wasn't good to myself. I didn't speak to myself the way that I would speak to somebody that I love. And by speak to myself, I mean like have thoughts, positive thoughts. I wouldn't have positive thoughts about myself, really. I would just, it was a lot of criticism. It was a lot of judgment, and I would really just walk around subconsciously not liking the person that I was, and it showed when I would look in the mirror, because I would look in the mirror with this like kind of crooked face, like the way that you would look at somebody that you don't like to be around. And once I realized that, and once I realized that face that I made me feel bad about myself And it just put me in this like kind of negative space. I would start catching it. I would start catching it as I looked in the mirror, and I would relax it. And that was the first step at me, regaining control over the way I wanted to feel about myself. And it was really super powerful for me because it was the first step in me deciding that I could start liking myself, which led to me really loving myself and loving the person that I'm becoming. It's all within our control, it's all our choice, and it's all just a decision that we need to make and a practice that we need to implement into our lives. I think I feel really grateful that I was, even given the tools to recognize this because I have always been kind of self-aware, but I didn't realize that these are things that you can redesign and you can retool your brain into ways of thinking that work for you and not that hurt you. There's so many reasons to feel fearful, to want to run away from the difficult things. And I listened to a podcast last week that was saying, like, ultimately, our brains are not, they're not wired to keep us feeling happy. They're wired to keep us feeling alert and to keep ourselves alive, really. It's not for us to, skip in fields full of flowers and just be happy and whimsical. No, we have to have some sort of responsibility to, I don't know, keep ourselves protected, keep ourselves alive, keep ourselves fed. These are just like natural instincts that we have to have as human beings to evolve. But our ultimate responsibility is to go through life in a way that fosters growth. Because growth ultimately is the only thing that keeps us feeling whole and productive and thrive. When I'm not learning, when I am not curious, and when I'm not doing something to make myself feel productive, I think I, spiral down into a low-grade depression. But when I'm doing things that are exciting, or even the things that I'm fearful of, I'm learning that those things that I've been fearful of are the things that, the hurdles that I need to jump in order to grow and to expand. And when I'm growing and expanding, I feel alive. And I think that those are the things that have helped me build my confidence. Those are the things that have helped me, get to a point where I can start moving through life more fluidly without questioning myself, without doubting myself or my skills. I think I walked around really afraid for many, many years because I didn't know a lot of things. And in not knowing them, it made me feel, less than or stupid. When really, it was just a matter of me acquiring a skill set, which I'm fully capable of doing. I'm a healthy, well-abled person, and I'm able to learn new things. And I felt for many, many years that because I had ADD, that I have, because I have ADD, that I was incapable of learning. But instead, What I'm realizing now is that I am fully capable of learning, but I just have a different style of learning than others. So it's possible. It just takes maybe a bit longer, and it takes me at my own pace and my own timetable in my own way. And I'm totally actually okay with that. I wasn't okay with that for a long, long time because I judged myself. But now I'm actually totally fine with it, and I like it because I don't feel the need to compare myself to other people. And that's also another thing that has helped me really be able to appreciate myself and love myself is to just fully understand that I'm not racing anybody. It's not a race. This is my life. This is my journey. And this is my story. So I don't need to compare myself to other people. The only thing that I'm interested in doing when looking at other people is learning from them. Maybe giving them some value. I really, my heart gets really full when I feel like I'm giving somebody some value, giving them an insight, giving them a perspective that they didn't see before. These are the things that really make me feel so full and happy. I love a lot of things, like creating beautiful things, which is why I gravitated toward fashion, because I wanted to be able to put things out into the world that made people feel, like gave people a step at feeling special about themselves through wearing something beautiful. And as I gather these things that make me feel good about myself, I build confidence. And I've started to really love myself. But if you stop there, you lose it. So that's the key. You have to constantly, constantly be looking and searching for things and growing and pushing yourself and evolving into a bigger version of what you already are. Because if you don't use it, you lose it. That saying is so catchy, but it's so true about life because if you aren't moving forward, you're moving backwards. If you don't use your muscles, they atrophy. If you don't use your mind, it atrophies. Like you really need to use the gifts that you're given to evolve. And to me, that was my evolution in going from self-loathing to self-loving. So I hope you guys liked this episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast. And first-time purchasers of Style Reform, go to www.stylereform.fashion and use code WELCOME20 for your first purchase. Take 20% off. Okay, I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.